News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And we do start hour two of the El Paso History Show today with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance page. And her story today is about how Mexico was pushed into World War II in May of 1942 when a German U-boat torpedoes a Mexican oil tanker.
Mexico enters World War II. May 13, 1942, a German U-boat torpedoes a Mexican oil tanker and kills 13 crewmen in the Gulf of Mexico. Hearing the news, Juarenses take to the street, demanding the Mexican President Ávila Camacho retaliate against Germany. The Mexican government files a complaint with the Germans, stating Mexico is a neutral country and their vessels should not be attacked. But Germany's answer to Mexico was to sink another oil tanker. Mexican President Ávila Camacho then declares war on the Axis powers of Germany, Italy, and Japan. Then, nearly a century after a bitter defeat by the United States, Mexico would now send a military force to fight against the Axis powers along with the U.S. military forces in World War II. It was the first time that Mexico sent combat personnel abroad, and it would be the first time both nations battled a common threat. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
And you did that so well.
Yes,
for the Alliance.
Thank you.
How many followers do they have on their page? History Alliance.
Oh, my gosh.
I have down.
They've got over 65,000. I haven't looked lately. I mean, I got
62, but I think it was higher.
It's even higher than that. But if you want even more great information about El Paso and the region's history, you can go to these Facebook pages, which we just discussed, the El Paso History Alliance, a group of historians who promote the history and culture of El Paso and is managed by Max Grossman and Mark Stone. And the premier Facebook page of El Paso History is Remember in El Paso When, with thousands of pictures, stories, and much more. And this group is managed by Barbara Given-Bainey, and she has a team of volunteer editors for the
page.
She
does. She's got some new people, but she's also got, BGB is the chief administrator. Margaret Smith, Rick Duncan, Paul Louie, and moderators Ken Weiss and Craig Hayes. But she's added Bobby Hall as an administrator, Isaac Williams, and Rick Nakara. They are now moderators. So, and she needs a bunch of people. It's all volunteers. The paychecks are the same every week. They're zero. But what they do is fabulous. If you want to see some archive pictures, go in there and search their archives. You have to kind of like answer some questions to become a member, mainly because they don't want no riffraff. I'm serious. That's what they do. Anyway, okay, where were we going here? Paul Galvan, we had something we were going to do. What were we going to talk about?
We're going to go get some beers.
Oh, that's it. Exactly.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Explain that you guys, in the last 3 minutes of the show, you're going to be running real fast to the door because of why?
We're headed out to the Old Sheepdog Brewery. We collaborated with them, and they brewed a limited edition beer for us.
Cool.
Just to celebrate the opening of the fall season. We have our own label that we designed. They canned a couple of beers for us, and they're going to have it on draft, too. So we're heading over there to celebrate it. We just had our leader social on Thursday, which turned out great, too. It's a great beer, great brewery.
Franklin Mountains Brew.
Mount Franklin Amber.
Okay, tell me again, kind of generally, where is this brewery?
You know where Lincoln Park is, right underneath the Spaghetti Bowl.
Yeah,
it's right there on 3900 Rosas.
Would you get off at Piedras, or would you get off at perhaps
Copia?
Copia. Okay.
Get off on Copia, or you can access it through Reynolds too.
But
going that way.
Yeah, when I was trying to remember.
Okay, go. These guys will be drinking beer, looking for you today by 1 o'clock. They'll be. You can get there by 1 o'clock because you know where it is.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Pretty quick drive for us.
All right. We got a caller on the phone here coming up, and we got Raul. Raul, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Yesterday, I dropped my wife off at the airport, and I had a little time to kill. So I decided to drive up there to that little area that they have next to the Juan Leonetti statue, and got out and looked at it in great detail for quite a bit of time, which I hadn't done before. It is magnificent.
Yes.
It is just an awesome thing. You know, 2 years ago, the last couple of years, I've had the opportunity to travel to Europe to see the great architecture and art of the old world. And it's pretty magnificent, too. But I'm telling you what, that statue ranks with anything that I saw over there.
It's a bronze from the lost wax process. I had that explained to me once. It made sense. But, I mean, it's kind of a hollowed thing, but it's held up by a huge couple of beams coming through the tail or whatever. And John Hauser did a magnificent job on putting that together. You're absolutely right.
Well, that's part of the 12 travelers.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, and one of the things, I was reading the plaque there, and I thought, this is what prompted my call to you guys. It mentioned that the grandmother of the project was some woman named Polk. Anything to you guys?
Probably Jody. Theoretically related. I mean, we go back to the same president, but neither of us know why. And, there was horse thieves in the way. I can't get too excited about it. Probably Jody. Jody Schwartz.
Yeah, Jody Schwartz is on the board.
Jody Polk Schwartz, yeah.
Yeah. And again, it is so sad, in my opinion, that the whole story of that man on that statue and what it means to our community is not detailed out there, along with the complaints of the Indians who they supposedly brutalized. I'm a lover of history. That's why I listen to your show. That's why I traveled abroad. And a couple of years ago, I decided to do my DNA test. I've always identified with my Indian roots.
Wait a minute, Raul.
I'm 41% Spaniard and only 29% Indian.
Raul, that means that you are related to the horse? No.
Say again?
You're related to the horse?
I'm kidding, you!
That
I did my DNA test and
I
found out that I'm more Spaniard than I am Indian. I'm about 41% Spaniard and 29% Indian, but have always identified for whatever reason with my Indian roots and the brutalization that took place on the part of the Spaniards to our Native Americans here. But again, that whole story should be told. That's the whole point.
I think you're absolutely right. I wanted to do a documentary with those guys, but every time I say, hey, can we go raise some money for a film? They said, oh, no, we got to buy more statues. So anyway, all right, well, appreciate your calling, dude. Thanks for the call. And we'll see you again on the radio. Take care. Thanks a lot. All right.
Can you imagine what he thought when he finally got here and saw the mountains, Don Juan and Yate? And they hit the river, and then to look around him and seeing all these mountains is just amazing.
Well, I don't know what they have down in Zacatecas, because his daddy had found a mountain of silver.
Oh, yeah.
And you know when Don Juan de Oñate came through here, he was 49 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a very interesting thing. All right, Andrew, put that snow picture up here. I think this is the one from, this is the one from Kay Luther. This one here in the upper right there, anybody want to comment on that? We have a panel of experts here from Celebration of Our Mountains. Jim Tolbert, Eric Kappas, Paul Galvan, and that one fascinates me. It's perfect lighting. You can see all the wrinkles in the mountain with the snow especially. And, you know, that's a snow picture. It's hard to come by, but it's fabulous what she did. Any thoughts?
Well, I like how it outlines all the arroyos on the east side. You know, the east side of the mountain is known for having better access to our state park. And each one of those arroyos comes down to a street. And, you know, most of the time, most of those streets, you can just drive up on, you know, any morning and park and walk up the arroyos. And the east side is much more available, I think, for these trailless hikes, you know, just exploring the arroyos. And aren't there more crash sites on the east side of the mountain?
Well, one is barely didn't make it over, and it's on the east side between the two Channel 4 towers, the old one and the new one. And their landing gear is still down in the canyon. You can see it. I found an Army button way down the canyon, straight down from that thing. I'm thinking, oh, from a guy's coat. The other one was in the canyon that we've talked about already, just to the north of the A. Both of those were B-24s. That didn't make it. The guy barely missed that church at Alabama in Nashville as he was heading up straight up. You get up there and look back, and you'll see the runway looking at you. And they flew out of the public airport mostly because these were training flights. These were guys coming and going, ferrying the machines. And that guy just barely made it up. And I don't know, maybe he didn't have the flaps down, maybe he wasn't paying attention, but he splattered all over the mountain. The other one is the B-36, and there's another one up in McKelligan Canyon that I don't really know about. It's some light airplane or some kind.
It's an Electra.
Electra, okay. Yeah. But the other one was the big one, the B-36. And that pilot, as you may remember, came to El Paso, never had flown the city before. We were having one, it was December 12th, I believe, in 53. We were having a snowstorm, and the mountain was basically obscured. And the tower in at the Army Air Base at the time gave him a wrong heading. And he gave him a heading of 370 degrees. We don't have that heading, sir. So he ditched that guy and decided to fly it visually. So he turned right about the Baptist Church to show off the airplane, and you can see what he did. The real mountain was obscured, and as he flew right up over Crazy Cat, I'm sure he looked down and said, "Oh, that's the top of the Franklin's. I'm cool." And he turned right and cartwheeled right into there, about 300 feet below the ridge. So those are my airplane stories.
What about the Bamboo Bomber?
That's the one I don't know about. Bamboo. Do you know about that one?
Bamboo Bomber is it was a training plane. And that crash site is over there by Sugarloaf, on the north side of Sugarloaf.
I've never seen that, but yeah. I've heard about it.
We're also going to Avispa Canyon this fall, and that's also another trainer plane. And
Eric, you got something on that?
So, yeah, I mean, Jim's mentioning our field trips. We're not talking about the crash sites for no reason. We have a field trip to the Bamboo Bomber crash site on September 12th. And then if anybody's interested in either of the B-24 crash sites that you just mentioned, they're on November 14th for the March crash site north of the A, I guess. And then the 20th, the July crash site south of the A or uphill from the A.
You want to get chills for a second? I have a picture of that airplane that hit the middle of the mountain. The flight crew, the ground crew. My Aunt Mary was dating the pilot. She had a picture that he had given, a big 8x10 glossy. She just stuck it in the file when the guy died. She married somebody else, obviously. And so when she heard I was doing a story about the mountains, Legends in the Mountains, 2001, and she pulled it out and said, "Here, you might find this of interest." She says, "I was dating this guy." I said, "Oh, my God. I'm getting chills now thinking about it." But that was kind of a weird connection to that history. It really is. Okay, bring this back to something more interesting. I mean, this is interesting. But, Andrew, why don't you put up the Annie pictures and just let them roll around a little bit? Because it's a fabulous group of pictures. And we want to thank other people, Annie specifically, Annie's Adventures. And you found her by looking for El Paso sites, Annie's Adventures.
Yeah, I just got on Facebook and started searching for El Paso promoting Facebook pages and found it there. And I scrolled down and I thought, oh boy, this is going to blow up. You know, this lady's going everywhere. And not just, you know, not only restaurants, but she goes everywhere all around the city.
And she will promote your business and get you out there even further. So we appreciate her having the pictures there. But real quick, Melissa, you got somebody on Facebook that knew we need to talk about?
Oh, you just do this to me when I'm just trying to fix my computer here. Hold on.
Okay, back up.
I do have some really interesting people because I had a gentleman by the name of Francis Katanik, and he's one of the structural engineers that worked on the beaming inside the statue of Don Juan Inate.
Oh.
And so it would be great to talk to him sometime. He's talking about a gentleman by the name of Navarro. I lost it. Robert Navarro. They were the structural engineering team that worked on that. So it'd be fun to talk to them about that.
I remember when that thing came around the corner in a slight rain as it came out of the hangar in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all these cranes lifting that thing up. It took them about 2 days
to
hook it all up and weld it together. Absolutely fabulous.
It was cool to be in there because we went to the same thing you went to. We went to had the viewing of the statue before it was put together and just stand next to the head.
Oh, it's crazy.
The horse head. You're like, wow.
What a project.
Yeah,
and then
amazing.
They've gone on to do a Keystone location.
Yeah, we have Susan Shelby McGoffin is there, and she's the same thing. It's the same kind of style, the lost wax test technique. And one thing about Lost Wax is it gives you all the great detail.
Yeah.
The hair, the skin, the wrinkles, and things like that. So that's why that's so well used.
And they have a next one coming. They're planning Benito Juarez down at the Chamizal. And then number one was Friar Garcia.
Yeah, Friar, and he's down across from Camino Rio.
Yeah, he's still
He's still there.
He's still there.
I did think, they've moved so much stuff, I can't think anymore.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's there. Then you had Don Juan Oñate, and then you had Susan Shelby McGoffin. She's in Keystone.
So the fourth one's coming. And if you need something interesting to do, fund those people. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
All right, back to the celebration of our mountains. Let's talk about another hike. Who's got a hike they want to look at?
I've been talking a lot, but I'll mention we've got a hike or more of a walk at St. Clement's Church on September 18th. And one of our loyal partners is Tom Lee Institute. And so we're actually doing two field trips with them. I'm going to talk about the fossils in the walls at St. Clement's.
Come back and finish that story. We do need to take a break here. And we'll look at you on Facebook if you feel like it. Otherwise, have a nice day. Stick around. Back in a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I lost 71 pounds. I was a size 46 pants 2 years ago, and I've been taking it, and I'm a size 36 pants now.
Congratulations, Pat, on losing 71 pounds and 10 inches off your waistline. Now listen to Brian's results.
My sleeping is better. My joint pains are much better, and the weight loss is coming along. I'm about 13 to 14 pounds lighter. It has reduced my sugar cravings big time. Sugar cravings and reduced joint pains, and those two are big time.
Outstanding results, Brian. Guys, since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason. Results. Andro 400 can help you safely lose belly fat, reduce joint pain, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Start today and get free shipping on any order. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey, I'm Robert Evans, and bad news, everything's kind of collapsing. Good news, collapse means we have some opportunities. Opportunities to maybe make a better world, or at least a different one. On my new show, It Could Happen Here, Monday through Friday, we'll chronicle the collapse in real time, and we'll hook you up with the people who have a vision for a better future, so that you can make the new world better than the old one. Listen to It Could Happen Here on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He raids your fridge.
Yada brada!
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back.
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code NEWS.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should too. Tune in today.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Next week in the El Paso History Radio Show, we're going to have a review of three Catholic schools in El Paso and find out some common origins: St. Joseph's, Loretto Academy, and Cathedral High School. And I must admit to you that I do not know that history. So when I started calling people up to get on the show, they quizzed me, what are you going to do, this or that, this or that? I said, I have no idea what it is. Would you come explain it? So Annalisa Cordova Silverstein and Elizabeth Salcedo Cordova, they're going to help discuss St. Joseph's and Loretto. And David Salcedo is going to come in because he went to St. Joseph's and also Cathedral. So that's cool on next week. On the 18th of September, our guest is first hour Lydia Pagel, P-A-G-E-L. Good old Lydia is going to show up. Texas Parks and Wildlife. Talk about how that park is doing these days. What's new? What's changed? You got a visitor center we don't know about. And in hour two, that's when we bring the Frontera Land Alliance back in, and they're going to continue their work on the Casner Range, plus they want to explain several other projects. September 25, Tom Lee Month, going to be explained here as our dear Margot and Holly Cobb describe their upcoming events. What do you got? What else
I'm going to mention a few people we've got out here. We've got Beattie Burdett's jumped online here watching us. Jamie Coppinger, she's absolutely gorgeous, and thanks us for another great program. We had another... We've got a lot of people online today, which was, it was kind of slow in the beginning, but they're all, Marshall Carter's on there. Everybody knows Marshall Tripp Carter.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and, oh, Beattie says hello to you, Jim.
Beattie.
And Raul, is that the same Raul, Francisco Amaya?
Yeah.
That's him? Oh, okay, yeah, he was saying Dr. Eric Kappas is awesome.
Well, he is.
Awesome, Eric.
Thank you. Awesome.
And Daniel Rivera is saying good morning, and so just wanted to get those people in there.
It's a good group out there.
Oh.
And you're welcome to look or listen.
Yeah, and another great thing is you're hearing what these tours are like. And so you can just imagine, you're only getting little snippets and go. And you used to do a driving tour, because I know not everybody can climb mountains or go out. Do you have some that are handicapped accessible, perhaps?
So I have one. I mean, talking about Adair Margot and Holly Cobb and Tom Lee Institute again, we're actually collaborating with them, I think, twice this fall, and the second trip is called Old Mount Franklin, and it's October 24, and we're going to just drive and park up in McKelligan Canyon.
Oh, perfect.
So no hiking, no, and I'm going to do readings from Tom Lee's book called Old Mount Franklin.
Oh, neat.
While we sit at the flanks of Old Mount Franklin.
Oh, that's way cool.
So we have several field trips like that that are not hike intensive. I mean, the Kilburn Hole trip, Paul and I do the Kilburn Hole trip every year, and that's not a hikey trip. We drive all the way out there.
It's a drivey trip.
Yeah, it's a desert drivey trip.
It's a get lost in the desert trip.
Yeah, well, we try not to
get lost.
They'll
get you out of there.
But, yeah, that's another trip where there's not much hiking. We get you out there, and you can kind of just amble around on the rim of this volcano.
It's amazing,
and,
yeah.
You used to be able to collect rocks, but not anymore, because it's part of Oregon Peaks National Monument.
Oh, is that what it's part
of
now?
Yeah, so you're not legally...
Put that rock back.
Yeah, so, but we don't check pockets or backpacks. That's what we tell
don't
it.
Tell
We're not
them
checking
that.
Pockets.
That's one thing you did on the hikes we did. You came home with 20 pounds of rocks every time. What do you do with them?
That's classified.
Oh, my God.
It's classified.
Fair enough.
He's an instructor. He knows what to do with
Yeah, actually, I mean, to promote work, they actually gave me prime real estate next to our main building. And all those big rocks I've been carrying, we set up a rock garden and dedicated it to one of our instructors who passed
away from
COVID.
Do you name them, where they came from? And
A lot of them are numbered, but not all of them. But I'll use them in my lesson plans. You know, instead of sending students out to the mountain, I can send them to the rock garden.
You're at Southwestern University. Do you have, nowadays or any days, do you have classes on site, or what do you do?
So we're back on campus, at least for the time being. I'm all online now. So when I visit campus, I do plant walks. I have we call it the SU Ethnobotany Walk, and I walk
students. Is that
students.
Clean?
Yeah, yeah. There's no illicit substances on the walk. But yeah, I take a whole bunch of different classes from SU out around the campus and show them the useful plants. And my bosses are great about whatever idea I have about campus, they love it. And so, yeah, there's a rock garden and a plant tour.
Finally, somebody appreciates Eric Kappas. That's Dr. Kappas. That's cool. All right, one last thing before we go to break here. We also had Hedebet von Feilich is also listening in North Carolina.
Harry, yeah.
Harry's out there. He usually does this kind of thing on a Saturday. All right, taking a break here. Coming back in just a moment.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Calling all cars. Attention all trucks and SUVs. Trade immediately at Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat.
Hey, El Paso. Ivan Ochoa here. At Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat, trade-ins are worth more now than ever. But this is only temporary, so don't wait. Trade in your old vehicle for something great before it's too late.
Even if you owe up to $10,000 more than your old car is worth, we want it so you can drive home a new or certified pre-owned vehicle for less. Save thousands in interest with zero APR for 72 months. Plus, save thousands at the all-new Sunland Park Dodge Certified Pre-Owned Supercenter. Our inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs has never been better. All military personnel and all first responders receive an additional discount. Thank you for your service. Make this summer event of a lifetime. Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. Where buying a car is fun. At I-10 at Sunland Park Drive or online at sunlandparkdodge.com. Estamos en tu esquina, El Paso Strong. Includes factory rebate at dealer discount plus TTNL. Zero APR is $1,372 per thousand finance. On select vehicles with approved credit. Offers not combined.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This Labor Day is the perfect time to buy an Untuckit shirt. Save 25% on every style we sell during the annual Labor Day sale going on now. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked so you can look sharp even at your most casual. Whether you're going back to the office, working from home, or have no idea, find shirts that look great at work and on the weekend. They're all 25% off of the Labor Day event happening now. So if you haven't experienced the perfect fitting shirt, don't miss 25% off site-wide and store-wide at Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
This week, go to El Paso Inc. and find the latest in El Paso business news.
A multi-million dollar plan to widen Interstate 10 through downtown takes a step forward, and so are efforts to raise support and funds for a downtown park built over I-10.
As Texas National Guard rolls out, food bank leaders say the organization is in dire need of helping hands.
El Paso's ever-growing comic convention is back this year with new faces and guests.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night at 10:35 p.m., more than 600 Texas laws went into effect this week, from liquor and gun sales to abortion and election restrictions. Find out how these and other laws affect you and your family. ABC 7 Extra host Saul Sines talks to guests, State Representative Claudio Doris Perez and Republican Executive Committee member Mark Dunham. See how they're going to impact the border.
You won't want to miss this conversation this Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
Got a call. I'm going to ask Jim to explain celebration again. What we have on the phone here is Robert. Robert, are you back?
Yeah, hey, I'm back, Jackson. Sorry. Calling from Chaparral. But I wanted to mention, too, I was up there, you know, I went up there this morning, took some more pictures, but I was up there a few weeks ago when we had that, you know, the good rains and the floods. I was at the archaeological museum. I was walking out around out there, and it was like a river split up and just poured down through that. But I could look up into the pass there, and to the left, just saw, like, and took some pictures of the rapids and waterfalls. You mentioned about seeing or wondering about the waterfalls, but it was amazing seeing the waterfalls there.
Well, Robert, what's happening now is that we're getting these kind of rains every three or four days, and the plants are saying, yeah, we're going to turn into something big. Back in the old days, they'd do one or two of these, wait 2 weeks, so no plants got too excited. It's a different world today.
Yeah, it's beautiful and green. Growing up, I hiked up into, when they didn't have the signs up there, me and my brother and other friends would hike up into what we call Swiss cheese rocks and hike up into those mountains. And do y'all remember, you mentioned Kastner Range, do you remember Kastner Park?
Where's that?
It's below where community college is at there, the road to get there, we used to be on Trans Mountain, and you turn right where Girl Scout Street or Road is. And that used to be owned by, you know, of course, the base, I guess. And I remember when I was younger, my dad in the military, and that was a great park that we used to go to, but it closed.
Kastner Range with the ordinance went all the way out to the community college. And when they put in the Walmart, apparently somebody said they dug down at least 2 feet and removed all that soil and all the ordinance that came with it because they needed that. And developers have always wanted the east side of 54 the west side of 54 to do the same thing. No, no, and the other answer is no. Thank you very much. Robert, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, you take her easy. All right, Jim, tell us about how Celebration of Our Mountains has changed focus from it used to be like the Franklins and Waco and basically Cristo Rey. Yet you're everywhere now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it started out really as kind of geology field trips and then natural history field trips. And over time, it included other things. You know, when we used to do the Cristo Rey event a lot, there was a geology component, a natural history component, and a history component. And over the last few years, I've been introducing more and more history components. I mean, the geology affects the geography, which shapes the human history. So I think that's very important for us. The other thing that we've been doing is we've been increasing trips to more places of scientific and technological interest. One of them was we went to the water lab for El Paso Water, where they tests the water for all sorts of chemicals and creatures.
But
and
what about
like
the desal?
Desal plant, we've been there.
Stop for a second. That's the largest desalinization plant, I think, inland, certainly in Texas. And it's on Fort Bliss for a reason, right?
Well, go ahead, Darren.
I think it was co-sponsored by Fort Bliss, right. But it is the largest desalinization plant on shore in the world, as far as I know.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's a great thing. I've actually done a number of trips there.
Why don't you explain, why do we need a desal plant in the middle of the desert? Paul, you got that one? Anybody?
I'll take it. Because we started in the early 2000s, the earliest 2000s, latest 90s, we started to run out of water here in El Paso. And we had to drill the wells all deeper. And once they did that, they realized the water was salty. And so Fort Bliss came in and said, hey, we'll help you guys out. We'll help you build the largest desalination plant in the world onshore. And to help clear the salt out of the water. Honestly, I've tasted the pure water, the straight water. It doesn't taste salty, but apparently drinking that habitually, you stress your body
out. You become a salty dog. But the problem is, we have a huge amount of water under El Paso in the Bolsones. Mm-hmm. The top few percent is the clean stuff you're talking about. Well, right, and the rest of it's salt water.
Right, and the El Paso water is also working on a number of aquifer recharge projects. And we have a field trip coming up there being led by
them. Dig a hole, put rainwater back in it?
Well, they basically you build a big ditch.
Yeah.
And let the water seep into the bowl.
So it doesn't run off. It gives a chance to go down and sink back into the water table.
Well, that's what I've been wondering. As we're watching all this rain come, a lot of it goes down the river. Well, but how much of it gets into the Bolson?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. I mean, a lot of that water goes into the river and runs past us, and we don't really get to use it. But the water underneath we can use. Now, we depend on the Rio Grande River and the Bolson aquifers as sources of water, but we're running out. I know it's hard to believe right now with the monsoon season we've had, but we're still in a drought. I mean, the snowpack up in the Colorados that begin the Rio Grande, they've been low for years.
Yeah, and then the Elephant Butte is low, Caballo is low.
Well, that's why Elephant Butte and Caballo are low. So you have that, and plus the fact that, there just hasn't been that much rainfall. We've had it this year, but overall we haven't had it.
But the
water utility is also has bought land east of El Paso, where they're going to mine water.
Yeah, but then you have another water park you want to build.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was my snarky remark.
We don't want to get into the politics.
Yeah, let's have 10 of those.
Parks, yeah.
No. Let's
promote El Paso for its history. We've got water parks in the desert. But my point is, there's a tremendous, a very large amount of actual salt water that can be used because of that plant.
That's right.
Huge amount.
That's right.
Not just a little bit.
Yeah, and we're only using a fraction of it right now.
That's what I mean. But so that's a potential. People wonder, how can you do this city size? And Juarez apparently has just a little tip of one of the bolsones that they drink out of all the time, and that's about what they do, right? Yeah. Anybody know that one? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, you explained that Celebration of Our Mountains is now branching out to basically Celebration of El Paso.
Well, it is. Celebration of El Paso, celebration of our portion of the Chihuahuan Desert. It includes, of course, our natural history, our history. Our science, our technology.
Yeah, that voice is Jim Tolbert. And we also have in the room here Eric Kappas and Paul Galvan. And Paul, go ahead.
Well, one thing I want to point out is we had a lady that she lives back. She doesn't live here, but she'd like to take a look at the website. So maybe you would also promote where all these tours are listed on the website.
All right. You can Google Celebration of Our Mountains and you'll get there. You can go to celebrationofourmountains.org, celebrationofourmountains.com. Or CELEBMTNS.org, and you'll get there.
Also, we should thank Randy Limbard. For years, he sort of carried the weight of this whole thing after Phil quit doing it.
Yeah.
And I think Randy turned it into a nonprofit, or did he?
No. Randy turned the program over to me. I was the dumb guy in the room who raised his hand.
No, you're the nice guy that volunteered to help us out.
Yeah, okay. I made it, I had it incorporated 2 years ago and made into a 501c3 nonprofit.
And again, Teschner's behind this. Richard Teschner is a major player.
Teschner's on the board. Suzanne Azar, our former mayor, is on the board. Of course, you know Eric and Paul. Dr. Paul Hyder's on the board. And Dr. Teschner is our board advisor.
Interesting places. All right. Got some more tours to talk about?
Yeah. We mentioned earlier the non-hikey tours. We have two Telescope 101s that we're going to do at Soo Young Park. So we know over COVID, for some reason, telescope sales boomed up.
Yeah.
So we're going to take people out there to show them how to use them, how to
find
things in the
better.
Night sky.
Yeah.
I'm doing a couple of out-of-town trips as well. So we're trying to reach out. So maybe one day we'll do Big Bend. I know me and Jim have talked about it before.
Yeah, I'm really grateful to Paul because for several years in a row, I tried to get some kind of a astronomy component going and just never quite got there. And now Paul comes along and boom. It's really just exploded with all sorts
that's
of
great.
Good things.
Yeah.
And I'll be taking people down to the Gila Catwalk, too. This will be the second year in a row.
The Gila Catwalk.
Yeah. That's great.
That's over there in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And the hike's not too challenging. It's simple. Once we get to the back part of the canyon, we can go a little bit further if we want to, but then it becomes a little bit more strenuous. But there's a beautiful waterfall in the back. It turns into a bit of a slot canyon.
Seen pictures. It's gorgeous.
Up
there. Yeah.
And then also be doing McKittrick Canyon on November 14th. Hopefully we can catch the fall colors if they're still present. We'll have to leave really early for that one, and we might have to turn that one to an RSVP. And I can try to contact the rangers out there to see if they can reserve some space for us. Usually they're pretty good about helping us out.
Interesting.
On October 21st, we'll be going over to the El Paso Police Academy there on Scenic Drive.
Oh, yeah.
That was also the old limestone quarry. It was the old Dudley Ore.
That was Dudley?
Dudley Ore.
Okay.
And he was the brother of the mayor, of Mayor Dudley.
Let me ask you something. In the old days, I've never seen it, but I've heard of it. Why do we have so many rock walls in El Paso? Was it because some mayor decided to say, you shall have rock walls because he owned a quarry? Is any of that connected?
Well, his brother owned the quarry.
Is this true?
Yeah, I mean, his brother was the mayor of El Paso.
Oh, my God.
He built the baseball stadium, named it after himself.
Dudley.
And then the other Dudley brother had the quarry.
Wow, that's bizarre history.
But I thought there was also a fire involved. I thought there was a huge fire that burned a bunch of homes, and that was the impetus for building the walls was to stop any future fires.
Well, I guess it would help.
I like them better than wood fences. They don't fall
apart
as quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I'll say, how about an adobe fence? No.
No, I don't think
so. It melts every time it rains.
No,
it comes to rain, it's gone.
You have to take care of it worse than you would a wood fence.
But I mean, El Paso is just like rock wall city. And that came out of the mountains. And that's why there's now a huge hole in the mountains over there above Bassett School across Alabama. Remember that? I mean, I remember as a kid going there to school, and just we would get out of lunch and go to the playground, like, the mountain would just blow up.
Still does.
Well, it does. They did it around the back where you couldn't see it very well. And after a while, they chipped all that down. Oh, now you're starting to see
it. You can't miss it now.
Well, you get up on an airplane or up on the ridge up there, it's like, oh, my gosh, look at this. And there's another huge hole for the Red Rock. What is that stuff?
Red Bluff Granite.
That stuff. They dig a huge hole up there, and everybody who's got that stuff in their front yard is responsible, not them directly, but the landscapers, for taking that off the mountain and putting it in the front yard. We had a landscaper do that to a house I was in. I'm thinking, no, don't do that. You know, give me some of this dirt off the desert, for goodness sake. I don't need another hole in the mountain, but that's a sad thing that they're pretty soon, you'll be able to drive right through McKelligan Canyon and end up in Coronado.
Coronado Country Club, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine that? All right. Taking a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. And let's do that. You got a Facebook thing to do?
Well, I do have a comment for Eric. It's from Mark Howe, who's now up in Pueblo, Colorado.
Hey, Mark.
And he said those rocks are not, they're not, classified. They're top secret.
Hey, Mark.
We miss you, Mark.
Oh, I know. I do.
Hey, Mark. We expect you at Pepe's today. I plan to go. So you better be there, Mark.
Yeah. And a lady I referred to the website for finding the information on these tours. Do you put any of these, are they videotaped and put online by any chance?
We do now have a YouTube page.
Cool.
And we have indeed put some videos up, and we plan to put up more.
What's that address? Is YouTube, it's Celebration of Our Mountains YouTube?
What is it?
Yeah, you can just go to YouTube and search Celebration of Our Mountains. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. Back in just a moment.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ap.com, m1ap.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549. El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Church's has a deal made for you or all y'all. Choose your favorite tenders or classic style chicken and spicy or original with sides and biscuits for everyone. So swing by for Church's Feed 6 starting at $20 deals. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
There's more to Isaac Newton than apples and gravity. On the podcast Newton's Law, you'll hear a different side of the father of physics, who later became England's most ruthless lawman.
So who was this ruthless detective? This hard-bitten crook catcher, totally unmoved by the pleas of a desperate man? It was Isaac Newton. Yes, that Isaac Newton.
Listen to Newton's Law on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let radio advertising keep your business top of mind with customers all summer long. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business on the radio quickly and easily. You can even make your own radio ad. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or German to land a new job, in just 15 minutes a day, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm host Sophie Morgan, inviting you to listen to Equal 2, a new podcast about achieving disability equality. With the Paralympic Games happening in Tokyo, we're asking, where should the story go next? Equal 2 is brought to you by the Emmy Award-winning team that created Rising Phoenix and made possible by the support of Procter & Gamble. Listen to Equal 2, that's Equal, T-O-O, part of Seneca's Conversations on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
On a regular basis, we mentioned the McGoffin Home. It's one of two state historic sites in the county of El Paso. Great stuff. Call them up, 533 5147. You got something interesting.
Yeah, Rick Kern. He's been a guest on here, and he's been a guest host on all kinds of great things. He's got a podcast, and it's called Talk and Rock Radio. And one of his new episodes he's got coming, he'll be bringing three of El Paso's legendary lady DJs of the 70s and 80s. Mary Cha-Cha Chavez, Turbo Flow Toll, and De La O Zabriskie Farr. And it'll air on September 7th at 7 a.m., and that's Talk and Rock Radio. And he also, you can go back and listen if you can't make it at that time. But it's a great show. Rick does a good job. I enjoy listening.
Yeah, Rick Kern's doing it. He's another volunteer promoting El Paso. Yep. There he is. All right, got about a minute and a half here to summarize. What is the celebration of the mountains? Where are you going? What are you doing? Jim Tolbert.
Well, I tell you what, it's just exciting that we're going all year round now. There's going to be something every weekend. So the program has expanded. I mean, it originally was just in October. Then it expanded to more of the fall months. When I took over, I started expanding it even more. And then I decided that we should have an Earth Month component. And that's what really got me thinking, well, maybe we can do it, you know, throughout the year. And because of Eric and Paul and others, I've been encouraged to do it weekly. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to a weekly event. I mean, the fall program, program is, you know, has been our headliner, but really our headliner is going to be all year round.
And I think we mentioned this, but there's no other town, city, or anything we can think of that actually does this kind of celebration of their, I mean, you got Phoenix could do it, Las Vegas could do it. Nobody does it, but El Paso does it. And that's why we promote the heck out of this. Because it's promoting El Paso.
We do promote El Paso.
It's an interesting world here that we live in. And the whole thing of what we're doing, I think, is going to get on people eventually. As your school coloring thing goes out there, whether or not the Kasner Range message gets to the White House, who knows. But it'll get to the kids here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see, that's the interesting part. You've got to get the kids when they're listening. And at that age, they're listening.
Well, and even if you share it with the parents, I've got so many parents that were so excited about learning more history, they now are sharing it with their kids. So that's, you know, making it a family event helps too.
And you promote greatly not only the Six Guns world, but Keystone.
Keystone
Heritage Park. And that's an archaeological site that most people don't even know about.
Yeah, yeah.
And at some point, you need to have that lecture over there at Keystone.
We did two homeschool tours this week.
Excellent. All right, everybody, thank you for being here, all you guys. They're going to take their heads off and throw it politely on the table. You're going to go drink beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a problem with that?
No. Have a nice time. We'll see you next week. I'm going to Pepe's. See you there.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.